This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on May 12th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. 3 big hours of trivia. I've got a straggler from last week, a question I'm throwing out. We've got 11 bumper stumpers. All of them are something that each of the artists has done at some point in their career. So it's not necessarily the songs themselves, though that might be involved or not. All right, so those are the bumper stumpers. You'll hear first one right after the first commercial respite. But as for that straggler, of all college students in America, well, excuse me, that's not the straggler. What happened to the straggler? Oh, no. Oh, no. I've lost the straggler. I think I accidentally erased the straggler. I can't believe I did this. Yes, I can, and I'll find it. So in the you know, it goes in line with my day so far, let me tell you what. Yeah, I tell you. But I'll find that straggler. How did I do that? Well, I don't even want a question. So here is the straggler. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593. You've had plenty of time to think about it. I had plenty of time to write it out on this week's schedule, but apparently I forgot. So be that as it may, there's the question. Now, if you don't know my bumper stumpers, and hell, you haven't even heard one yet, and you have no idea about my question after thinking about it for an entire week, then choose your own category. And sky is the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. It's just the way it works. So 888-876-5593. And I see our first three lined up. David, Billy Bob, and Barry all want charts. I love playing charts. Yes, it's the top 10. You only have to get 70% right, just like school was. That's right. A C grade is fine. So that means you can miss 3 out of the 10. We go down the list from number 1 down any week, any year that you choose. And if you get 70% of them, you win. The prizes are worthless, as I've mentioned many times. It takes forever to get them. And when you do, you're saying, I got this. Yeah, the certificate's a lot of fun. Everything else, forget about it. But eventually you will get something. We were working furiously on certificates just last week. So we're moving into current times. Okay, last year. All right, no, 2013. All right, so David in Muskegon's going to kick it off tonight. David, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I was going to try. I don't know how good I'm going to do on this, because this is this when I really started listening to music, May of 1965.
Oh, it says May of 1956. I got excited. All right, never mind. All right, apparently John reversed some numbers there. I really was excited. I said, oh, finally, somebody who's going to do charts of years I'd actually know. All right, 1965. Wait. All right, get my exercise pulling up these charts, but I've got them here. May of 65, any particular week in May?
Let's see. This is the this is the 12th of May, so I'll do the 12th of May of 1965.
All right. Number 1, Mrs. Brown, You Have a Lovely Daughter.
Hermits, Hermits.
Number 2, Count Me In.
Wait a minute. Count Me In. Oh, God.
It was on Liberty. Snuff Garrett produced it. The only man who could make these people sound good.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think because it's Count Me In. Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Absolutely. Number three, Ticket to Ride.
Beatles.
Number four, I'll Never Find Another You, The Sheepherder's Lament.
I'll Never Find Another You.
Yes.
Let me think.
There's a new world somewhere, they call it.
A new what?
It starts out, There's a New World Somewhere. It's first opening line.
I'm trying to think. Oh, my Lord. Oh, jeez. Play it for me. I'm going to see if I know
God.
It.
I have to play this? You're really making me play this? Wait a minute, let me find it. I'm hoping I don't have it, but I probably do, because I put almost everything on this computer. All right, so let's see if I've got it. I don't know what would behoove me. Well, it charted, that's why. Never Find Another EW. No, it's not EWE. All right, just in my mind. All right, so here they are in their glory and lack of splendor.
The Seekers.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. All right, so very good. And I didn't have to play much of it. Thank you for that. Number five, Silhouettes. It's a remake, obviously.
Herman's Hermits.
Yes. Number six, Help Me, Rhonda.
The Beach Boys.
Number seven, I Know a Place.
Dusty Springfield.
No, that's your first one where you're wrong. It's Pet Clark.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Petula
Clark. One of
my
mom's favorites. I'm sorry.
Number eight, I'll Be Doggone.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number nine, Just Once in My Life.
Stevie Wonder.
No, the Righteous Brothers. Not for Once in My Life, Just Once in My Life.
Oh, I thought you said Once in My Life.
I did. It is by the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, really?
Just Once in My Life.
Okay, so they did a version of that song,
No, it's
too.
Not the same song. All right, let me let you hear something. Let me find it. No, it's absolutely not the same song. Let's see. Not even close. Yes, Just Once in My Life. All right, here we go. There we are in their glory and, well, some splendor. Phil Spector production.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream I've got to make come true. There's just one lot I've got to win. I can't be a loser with you. And baby, baby, there's once in my life.
Yes, there you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Yes. All
and
right.
Now I remember that song.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder's was
for Once in My Life.
1968.
Yes, different song. All right, so we're moving on. Number 10, you'll get it. Woolly Bully.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Okay, you got 80%, so you're a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so we will absolutely add to David's stash if he has one, or we'll put him on hold and get his address if he doesn't. And absolutely right. We're going to do more charts coming up. Billy Bob and Bourbon A. Ooh. Well, he's going to have to pick another year. All right. Hate to do this, Billy Bob, but you wanted the next week, so you got to pick another year.
My birthday is coming up.
Oh, well, happy, happy.
I'm 72 today. You know that?
Oh, well, you youngster, you. Very good.
No, it's not my birthday. It's just I was 72 today. I was 72 yesterday.
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm
going to
be 72 tomorrow. Hey,
what did I do to deserve this? What?
Thanks for playing Lulu for me.
Uh-huh. My pleasure. Now, so you have to have another week because it would only be the week after what we just did.
Yeah, well, just give me whatever you want to do.
No, I don't do that. You pick another year.
I'll pick 1966.
All right. We'll do it to it. I can. Sorry to say. And, it goes from bad to worse. All right, so
well,
here we
I
go.
I had a bad connection here.
I can't help it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Number one. Monday.
Oh boy. I know that's that group.
Yes, it is
that. The Mamas and Papas.
Very good. Number two, Good Lovin'. It's a remake.
The Young Rascals.
Yes. Number three, Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35.
Bob Dylan.
Number four, Kicks.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Number 5, Sloop John B.
The Beach Boys.
Number 6, You're My Soul and Inspiration.
I just talked about them, the Righteous Brothers.
Yes, number 7, How Does That Grab You, Darling?
Nancy Sinatra.
Yes, number 8, Message to Michael.
Dionne Warwick.
Yes, number 9, When a Man Loves a Woman.
When a man. Oh, you stumped me there.
Percy Sledge.
Who?
Percy Sledge.
Oh, Percy Sledge, yeah.
And number 10, and you know, we've done it, I think we've done this week before or something near it, or because some of these came up before, but number 10 is Gloria. Now, it's not the old doo-wop Gloria that the Cadillacs started. It's Gloria from 1966, and there were two different groups who did it. One was an American group, and the other was Van Morrison's group. This is not Van Morrison's group. What's the American group?
Them?
That's Van Morrison's group. Give me the other one.
No, I didn't know there was another one.
Shadows of Night.
Oh, that's right. That was a big one.
Yeah.
Okay, I got two quick requests here if you want to get them for me.
Well, let me.
I'd like to hear. Oh, sorry.
Got to get a pencil. All right.
No, I told you for a loop. I'd like to hear Get On Up by the
Esquires.
Oh, the Esquires? Oh,
yes.
That was pretty close.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Taylor, I Believe in You.
Okay. All right.
And that'll do her. Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. You won. All right.
Thank
so,
you.
Absolutely. He got 80 or 90% there. 90%, I think. Enough to win. All right. So, 888-876-5593. Barry in New Hampshire is going to do charts. October of 1965. My pleasure. Bruce and Elwood wants World War II. Debbie in Arlington Heights is going to guess on our question. All right, get down with your bad self. And Mike on the south side also has a guess. Well, let's do that right now. And again, the question. Yes, here it is. Oh, man. Yeah, the question. You know, the one I've lost. All right, so here it is. And there it goes, I guess. Jeez. I thought that I wrote it down from last week, but I know. It's going to be a long night. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Never do what? All right, so you get up to 6 guesses if you want them. Debbie in Arlington Heights, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I'm fine. I think they don't graduate high school.
Oh, I love that. It's not right. It may be, but it's not my answer, but I do like it. Thank you.
Uh-oh. I thought I was right.
Well, if you think something else, call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so let's see. We put Debbie away, and we talked to Mike on the south side. What do you think, Mike?
Hello.
What do you think?
Okay, here it is. They do not wear underwear.
I'm almost afraid to think of how we'd know that. But no, that's not correct. All right, thanks. I appreciate
it.
All right. Very good. So, I guess these things are probably mostly self-reported, but there's no underwear involved in the answer. 888-876-5593 is where we'll pick it up with your first bumper stumper. Yes. And all of the artists did this at one point or another in their lives. Did what? Coming up on WGN Radio.
The other day, another guy.
Yes, yeah. So much confusion.
All you want to tell me, baby, is the whole lot of love.
Yes, yeah.
I can't stand the way you do. Come and love me like you do. I'm just a loser. So much confusion.
Baby,
over you. The other day, I saw you with another.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So 1962 on Arlen. Who are they? And you can't figure out what they have in common yet because you haven't heard any of the artists. But if you know who they are, and you should, you're a winner for that. Again, the prizes are worthless. You're doing it to have fun on Monday nights. That's right. Family fun night. All right. So Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right.
So we're going to do October of 1965, huh?
Yeah, I guess 65 is the year.
Very good. October of 65. Shouldn't have changed that too much from May. We'll find out. No, I don't know. Maybe it did. We'll find out together here. All right. So here we are, middle October of 65. Number one, Yesterday.
The Beatles.
Number two, Treat Her Right.
Treat Her Right.
Guess you have to hear some. I'll have to get some out here.
Yeah.
Male vocalist, obviously. Shouldn't say that anymore. Not so obvious, but Treat Her Right, you'd figure. All right, so let's see if we can get a keyboard here. All right, this should come up. All right, yeah, there we go. Right from the 45, I think. You don't know. That's Roy Head.
Yep.
That's all right.
Okay.
We'll move right on to number three. Hang on, Sloopy.
The McCoys.
Yes, very good. Number four, A Lover's Concerto.
Percy Fraser, I don't know.
I know it's female. I'll let you hear some, but it's truly one of the worst records ever, as far as that goes. And worse yet, they had a follow-up. Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure which is least satisfying. None of them, I would think. All right, so here they are, in their radiance. All right, so. It hasn't gotten bad yet. Here it comes. Don't know. To your credit, those would be the toys on Dyna Voice.
Okay.
Number five, Keep On Dancing. Was a remake of the original, which was a nice record. The remake, not so much.
Keep On Dancing. Oh, yeah. Boy, I guess.
Yeah, the Avantes had it originally, but you would not know that record. But
no.
The remake you would absolutely know. And a big Memphis group. Well, local anyway. So let's see if I can find that. And well, actually, I'm going to do the news. Well, I'm not. They're going to do the news, and I'll sit by. And hang on. We'll go through the rest of them. You can be thinking about it. Stay right where you are. And that's where we'll pick it up right here on WGN Radio.
I give you all I have, baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That was a good record. It should have done a lot better than it did, but who did it? All right, 1965 on Atlantic. Artie Butler arranged it. Burt Burns produced it. So who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, now we were in the middle of charts with Barry. And before all went to hell and back. Yes, we have, by the way, a straggler question. Let me give it to you again. And I believe that I have now found it. No, I thought I had. Did everything else. All right, and here's the deal. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? If you don't get it, by the way, at the end of tonight, I'll reveal it. So, and of course, it's self-reported. These are surveys, obviously, so people are probably not going to report their, you know, their innermost stuff that they'd prefer not be ever mentioned on the radio, for instance. All right, now, back to Barry and his charts. Are you still with us, Barry?
I am.
That's a miracle. It really is, because I managed to reboot both the cable modem and a router at the same time and not lose the calls. By the way, I don't know how that happened, but I'm delighted that it did. Now, where were we? I believe that we had done Yesterday and Treat Her Right and Hang On Sloopy and A Lover's Concerto, and we got to Keep On Dancing. And have you thought about it all?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it was the Gentrees, Keep On Dancing. All right. The In Crowd is number six. I'm in with the In Crowd, but this is the instrumental version of it, and this is a Chicagoan. It was on. It was on Argo, and he's.
Was it Take Five?
No, Ramsey Lewis Trio.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Number seven, we're getting the British Invasion. You should do well on this. Just a Little Bit Better. Ain't that Just a Little Bit Better?
Hermit, Hermit.
Yes, absolutely. Number eight, Baby Don't Go.
Sonny and Cher.
Yes. Number nine, Do You Believe in Magic?
Love and Spoonful.
Very good. And number 10, Eve of Destruction.
Barry McGuire.
Absolutely right. Well, I think you pulled it out there. I think you got a 70%. I'm not sure, but what the hell? It might have been a 60%, but hey, I'm an easy grader tonight, so we'll add to your stash. Don't go away.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Very good. All right. So so Barry, who knows all things Beatles, is strutting his stuff going for charts, and I appreciate that. So good deal. All right. Now, Judy and Grace Lake's going to guess on our first bumper, I do believe. So, Judy, who was it?
Oh, no. It's the question
of okay. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this?
Mow their lawn.
They probably don't, but that's not it.
Do I get my own category?
Yeah, do you want one?
Yeah, but you've made some really tough the last times.
Well, we try. So what are
the
we doing?
Psychology ones?
Oh, psychology trivia.
Easy.
It's like easy trivia. All right, I'll write that down. I'll write easy on this. Okay, so this says this says 100 plus questions. All right, and let's see. So how do I click here to reveal the answer? All right. Okay. Gymnophobia is the fear of what? It's not exercising, which is what I would have said.
Can you spell it?
G-Y-M-N-O-P-H-O-B-I-A, gymnophobia.
Germs?
Nudity.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll call back next week and we'll come up with another one.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So we will not have any salivating dogs or anything like that. They'll just be psychological questions. All right. We appreciate Judy trying that. And yeah, it's much easier to be a host than a caller. Trust me. I understand that. And I'm grateful to all of you who call. So Tony is in Phoenixville. Tony, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello there. Oh, I'd like to give a shot at your question.
Okay.
What it is the men don't do is write a will.
Oh, that's interesting. You're probably right, but that's not it. So I believe we're going to do classical music trivia.
Yes, please.
What opera by Beethoven The only one he ever composed is about Leonore disguising herself as the titular prison guard in order to rescue her husband, Florestan, from political prison. It originally premiered in 1805 with libretto Josephine Sonleithner. Or however you say it.
Fidelio.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I've never even heard of the damn thing. And God knows I can't even pronounce Joseph's last name, so that's pretty darn good. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
All right, hang on.
I'm deeply gratified.
Yes, yes. Well, believe me, the prizes aren't worth it, but the call was. But hang on a minute, and we'll confirm that address, and eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want. But just for you, I'm going to have John jot down classical, and if I can find anything classical, I'm sending it to you. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so, yes, Tony absolutely knows his classical stuff. Fidelio. Well, excellent. Whatever it is. All right. So let's see. I believe we're going to get some guesses from Bob in Willowbrook. All right. What do you think?
Good evening, Raleigh.
Hey, Bob.
Okay. 14% never do this. Do their own taxes.
No, that's not it. I assume that it's probably almost 100%.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But just guessing.
Change the oil in their car by themselves.
I like that. No, that's not right. Keep going.
Okay. Wash the car by hand.
Nope. Keep going. That's three.
Fly coach.
Keep going.
Watch TV.
Keep going. You got one more big finish.
Work.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. All right. Good try. Call me back with another six. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good night.
All right. Good deal. So there it is. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? All right, and of course, they're all self-reporting, you know. So 888-876-5593. We're going to get some Oscar trivia and some Bill Elliott trivia and some World War II trivia, and CeCe's going to guess on our question, and there is one line available for you. Grab it now, 888-876-5593. You're about to hear your third bumper stumper. They all have something, all the artists have something in common. Not only something in common, they've all done this at least once in their life. Done what? All right. May or may not have anything to do with the song in question. In many cases, does not. But there is one thing they've all done. All right. So that's the theme. And that's a little clue for the theme, which I don't know, might hurt rather than help, but I'll let you be the judge of it. And you got the third bumper stumper coming up in moments. But in the meantime, 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Short time. It's hard to imagine where I'd be without you. Where I was broken, your heart was my healer. Your love will see me through. Now I know what I missed till I found you. Like discovering been blind all your life. When I grow weary, your heart is my pillow. Your love will see me through. There's days when I've wondered why I don't lay down and die, feeling I can't get much lower.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And about 15 years before it, he was in Clover having all sorts of hits. But yeah, touring and doing all sorts of stuff. But by 1977 on Monument, not so much. But I thought that was a great record. Everybody was involved in that, from Bill Justice to Fred Foster. Yeah, Bill Lowry, too. So who is he? 888-876-5593. All right, so 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? Of course, anymore, that's not a lot of money, but it used to be. Mark in Chesterton. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Good evening.
What do you think?
I think 14% of men who never make over $100,000 feel rich.
Oh, that's a nice answer. It's not right, but it is a nice answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for trying. Do it again. All right, so good to meet Mark. All right, appreciate him calling WGN. Isn't that nice? We have another first-time caller, and that's Corey. And Corey is in Illinois somewhere. So, all right, Corey, where are you?
I'm out in Gilbert, Illinois.
All right, well, welcome to WGN. Thank you for calling. What do you think?
I was thinking drive a car, a vehicle of any sort.
Nice, not right, but very nice.
Thank you.
If you think of something else, you call me back.
Will do.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so good to meet Corey, too. Isn't that nice? Now, Cece in Chicago. We will say welcome back to WGN. Cece, how's it going?
Fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. Everything's gone to hell in a handbasket. But other than that, just fine.
That's typical for a Monday.
I'll blame it on that. I'll take it. All right.
Well, I'd say they don't balance their checkbook.
That's a nice answer. It's not right either, but it is a nice answer.
Okay.
But if you think of something else, call me back.
One.
Well, you might think of something else. Don't hesitate to call back. All right.
All right.
So
have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, you know, if something else strikes, by all means. And, of course, you know the deal with me. My answers are, you know, these questions are always going to be somewhat over the wall, or, you know, all over the place and over the top, we should say. Cleveland, Dennis in Elgin. What do you think?
About they don't wash their own clothes.
Nope, that's not it either, but that's nice.
Yeah, how about the living paycheck to paycheck? Or?
Oh, man, that's not it, but these days I think it's more than 14%. You know, it's interesting because that used to seem like such a lot of money, and I was in a Walmart last week, and they were hiring a manager, and that said starting salary $95,000, and I absolutely dropped what was in my hands when I saw that. What? So I guess.
Let me tell you this. On Saturday night, I was at one of my sister's kid's birthday. Their neighbor did that at Walmart. He was making $150,000.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know, yeah. I give up. It's all play money now.
How about, like, they don't do financial planning or they don't invest? How about this? Because this is like me. I avoid discussing finances openly.
Ah, that's not it either.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
Can you play Juke Joint Johnny for me?
Ooh,
by Red Solvine?
Yeah, that's great. I'm writing it down. I got to write your name down, too, so this time I'll know who requested it. Right. Wait a minute. That's been my shortcoming. Yeah, but I won't.
If I'm listening when you're playing it, that's me.
All right, you're right. Right, if the phone don't ring, it's you. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right,
so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right, so what do we have? Oh, bumper guest. Oh, good. Frank in Kenosha. Welcome to WGN Radio. What'd you hear?
Disillusioned by the Tams.
Absolutely right. On Arlen, one of their early records, 1962. You betcha. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess you don't want to guess on the theme, huh?
I don't know, because maybe from a group from Philadelphia?
No, and they weren't, by the way. The label was, but the Tams were from Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay, but Arlen was a Philly label. I give you credit for knowing that. All right,
okay.
Well, hang on. You are a winner. It takes forever to get anything, so don't stand by the mailbox, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want, so don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So let's put Frank on hold. All right. So, although as I say that, I remember it was the last time we gave away prizes, which has been far, far too long. We did the mailing, and the late Scotty, how we love Scotty, he won like, I don't know, 50 CDs or something. And so I mailed him all this stuff, and he said, "What do you mean don't want? This is like the best thing ever." I said, "Well, Scotty, I'm glad you feel that way. Most people wouldn't have wanted them. But you get one certificate for each win, and that is a lot of fun." All right, so 888-876-5593. When every line is busy, that is the case right now, then just keep dialing back, particularly when you hear somebody hang up, because then that means there is one line available for you. All right, so we go to Lisa in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
Oh, just terrible.
I hope. Yeah. It sort of sounded like it when, because you could hear a little bit about, you know, while you're on hold.
Right.
And,
exactly. No, I mean, you know, dead air and afternoon drive, got the mayor and the board of supervisors, and I don't know what's going on. And it's like, what is happening here? So anyway, and then I get on with Adam, and he says, you're dropping packets. I'm like, what else can happen? All right, so
it sounds a little choppy, but I mean,
that's why it does. Well, you always kind of worry about that because, you know, it can be the start of something much worse. So we'll see. All right.
It doesn't happen all the time either.
No. Right.
You know.
Well, of course not. Everything's intermittent. Those are the problems you can never solve. So
So I have a couple of guesses.
Oh,
on
good.
The stress.
Good. I'm ready for them.
Okay. Take a vacation.
Nope.
Pump their own gas?
Nope.
Drink coffee or alcohol?
Nope.
Or pay any alimony or child support?
Nope.
Okay.
I hope that if they have to, they are. But anyway, okay, we want Oscar trivia.
Yes, let's try it again.
1969 was a very big year because two actresses tied for Best Actress. Who were they?
This one I know. It was Katherine Hepburn.
Yes.
And Barbara Streisand.
Absolutely right. What movies?
Katherine Hepburn won for Lion in the Winter.
Yeah.
And Barbara Streisand won for Funny Girl.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the...
I was watching that year.
One of the few movies that I ever saw had Barbara Streisand in it, and it became instantly a favorite of mine, What's Up, Doc?
Oh, yeah, with Ryan O'Neill in that, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And, what was her name? The one who Mel Brooks always used to hire her. She was so good. She played Eunice.
Carrie Gar or?
No, not at all.
Madeline Kahn?
Yes, Madeline Kahn.
Madeline Kahn.
I loved Madeline Kahn. She was...
She's so good in Mel Brooks movies.
Oh, she really was. And what a shame to lose her. Yes.
I know.
Yeah,
and
right.
I do have one song request quick.
Oh, you do? All right. Well, let's write your name down first.
And I got out of the country
groove.
I was in there for a little bit.
What do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Dance With Me by the Drifters with Benny King.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I thought you were going to tell me Orleans from 1977.
No. That's a completely different song.
Oh, of course it is. Yes. Drifters. Yes, absolutely. With with strings. You betcha. All right.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right.
Okay,
well, hang on.
Charlie.
Don't go away. We'll add to your stash. All right. So now.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Put Lisa on hold there. Oh, Alex from Round Lake wants literature. Oh, yes. And I'll have a question for him right after the news, meaning it'll take me that long to figure it out. Right after I reboot something else, and if you never hear from me again, you'll know why. All right, so let's see what we can get with Mike in Bridgeview. Welcome to WGN Radio. What are we guessing on?
Really?
Yeah.
I went to say I said drink, but she said it. But then I got four. I said read.
Nope.
How about whorehouse?
Nope.
How about Chinese food?
Nope.
How about suits and ties?
Oh, interesting. Nope.
I quit. I'll call back.
All right. Have a good one. Good deal. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And I was about to do our World War II with Bruce from Elwood, but it's got to wait till after the news. So we'll get to him after the news, and we'll get to David in his Bill Elliott trivia. All right, Alex in his literature, you bet on it. And there are two lines available for you, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Long ago, now she don't love me anymore.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 1965 on Paula, so you know it came out of Shreveport, though it wasn't recorded there. All right, who are they? And what does this group have in common with every other artist we're playing tonight? It's something they each did, same thing, at least one time in their lives. What was it? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, so now, Bruce and Elwood, we were about to do trivia with Bruce, so welcome back to WGN Radio, Bruce.
Hi, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right. So during World War
II... Today really is my birthday.
Really? Oh, well, happy, happy, happy. Yeah. All right. How did you celebrate?
I went and did. I was going to want to tell you, I went and did my yearly ritual. I went and paid my property taxes.
Oh, God. Well, maybe soon you'll be of the age where you're exempt.
No, well, you don't get exempt in Illinois. You get some benefits.
Okay.
You know, some freezes and stuff. But, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I want to take a quick shot at your straggler.
Okay.
People making over 100,000?
Yes.
They don't purchase brand new cars.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not right, but that's a nice thought out answer.
Oh, okay.
All right. World War II. The United States Marine Corps used the acronyms BAM and HAM for women and men, respectively, in the Marines. What did they stand for?
Oh.
BAM was the women and HAM was the guys.
I don't know.
BAM was broad-assed Marines, and HAM was hairy-assed Marines.
Oh.
Only the Marines.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, good deal. Only the Marines. But there you have it. 888-876-5593. All right, I got to stop what I'm doing right this minute because Sam and Gurney has an update on his granddaughter. So what's going on with Emery, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh, thank you so much for taking my call.
So what do we know?
Well, here's what we have. There's a woman by the name of Ada Arcelis Maldonado Carrasco at 1001 Cottage Court in Palmyra, Wisconsin, who is harboring my granddaughter, and she's an illegal alien.
What? Now, what I'm saying here is you've got a name, you've got an address, you've got a status, and you're telling me that the courts can't do anything?
I didn't say they can't do anything. There is a court scheduled for May 15th, but they have went to the doors with the papers to try to recover her, and the police say that they don't have a search warrant. So they can't actually enter the home.
Well, why can't they get... Now, again, this is the case. This is your daughter's child. Your daughter's child with her, I assume it's ex-husband, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and they're now divorced, and she is the sole custody. I assume he has some visitation.
Yes.
All right.
My daughter has primary custody.
Right. Okay, so primary custody.
They
so
want the police... I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Interrupt.
I'm just so
Go
upset.
Ahead. Yeah,
but the police went to the door with the papers to recover her, but they do not have the authority to enter the home without a search warrant.
Well,
so they know where she's at.
But given the events, why wouldn't they be able to get a search warrant?
Well, you and I are on the same page because I have no idea, and I'm just so troubled in my heart.
Now
let me
ask you, this woman, I assume, is in some type of a relationship with the child's father.
Yes.
Okay. So, she is
a documented illegal alien.
Yeah, be that as it may, I mean, the bottom line, are they married? Is your daughter's ex-husband married?
No,
okay.
They are not married.
They are in a relationship. Is he living there as well?
Pardon me?
Is he living there as well, the father?
I believe so.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Well, see, to me, and what do I know, but it would seem like it's open and shut. If your daughter has primary custody and they know where the child is, I would think Child Protective Services would step up.
Yeah, and she did call CPS, and they went they all went to the door with the paperwork, but because if the daughter, if my granddaughter came out, they could recover her, but because she didn't come out, they said they have no search warrant. So now it has to go through the court.
Yeah, I still don't understand why they don't. But all right, so now what happens May 15th if this woman and if the child's father, if they do not show up to court?
I'm sorry, Raleigh, what did you say?
What happens if this woman does not show up to court on the 15th?
Yeah, I don't know, but court is on the 15th, so I'm just asking listeners to pray.
Well, yeah, but my God, it seems that there's got to, you know, again, it's a primary custody situation. I just can't imagine why the courts can't do whatever is necessary to immediately rectify this.
Well, of course, and that's exactly what's on my heart, and that's why, you know, my daughter has gone to the police, she's gone to the sheriff, she's gone to... His family is all in law enforcement. So his family is in the courts. They're in police.
Well,
they are sheriffs. They are lawyers. And they have a lot of influence in that area. And a few days ago, I paid $155 over the phone to pay for some court papers to be filed. And that was for her to get, things in order for her to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter, and 2 days later we related and we had to do the same process again because they said they lost the papers.
Did you have to pay again?
Yes. I don't care about the money.
It's not a question of that. I understand this fully. It's just a horrendous situation. But the good news is, the very good news, and I think you have to keep this front and center, is when your granddaughter first went missing, it was not known who took her. And the fear was, of course, that she was abducted by a stranger and was possibly killed. So the good news is, as daunting as this is, we know that Emery is alive. And we know, we don't know how she's being cared for, but we know at least that the child is alive and probably, I'm guessing, not being harmed. So
I am deliberately careful to appreciate that and just hope for the best outcome, but it's obviously so painful in the medium.
Of course it is. Well, I'll be very curious to hear on the 15th, and so that would be Thursday, right? Today's the Monday the 12th, and so that means that by my faulty arithmetic, Thursday is the 15th. I'm on the air Thursday night, full show. I definitely want you to call me Thursday night because I'll be fascinated to find out if this woman showed up in court, and if not, or even if she did, what did the court do to restore the primary custody here?
Yeah, and I will definitely do that. I promise you to keep you informed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do that, but I'm also I've been up for 30 days, so so like that.
I'm so sorry. This is case in point to watch out who you marry, but be that as it may.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say to people, before you marry somebody, ask yourself, how do they treat the people they don't like? And understand that one day you may become one of them. So,
I want to add to what you just said is that someone told me a long time ago, you make sure that you know that not only the person you marry, but when you marry them, you got to remember that you're marrying their whole family.
Oh, of course you are. Absolutely. So there you have it. Now, I hope that there's a positive outcome. Obviously, I hope that for you. But I also hope that for every citizen, because after all, when somebody has primary custody and there's nothing that can be done to return the child, something's wrong with that. So I want to know how this goes.
Well, that's why I was trying to tell you that his family is deep in law enforcement.
Well, that may be.
They're judges, lawyers. They're judges, lawyers, and court people in that area. And I think that's playing a huge influence because the other day when I paid that $155, it's not the money. That's not my concern. But like 2 days later, we had to do it again because somehow the paperwork was lost.
Well, then, that doesn't sound, you know, right. The other side of that is then the paper, then you shouldn't have had to repay it. The payment should have been lost, too. You shouldn't have had to do it twice. But, you know, to recover that would mean you getting lawyers and all that, and then it becomes more expensive. But, yeah, it's a heartbreak, to say the least.
Yeah,
all right, but at least...
If you're listening, please, I'm praying for all of you to pray for my granddaughter,
for
Emma.
Emery. All right, good deal. Thank you. I'll talk to you...
for her. That's
talk
my heart.
You betcha. I'll talk to you Thursday night.
All right, thank you,
okay,
Alan.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, what a heartbreak. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Yeah, it is my rule of thumb. And, you know, I've never seen it fail. Ask yourself, if you're intended, how do they treat the people they don't like? It'll tell you everything you need to know. All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll move on to Happier Things and Moments charts in 1971. Oh, and our literature, I've got a literature question. It's coming up for Alex. And we've got some guesses on our question, because at the end of the next hour, I reveal if you don't know, because stragglers don't last more than an extra week. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? Another bumper stumper coming up, too, on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and so who are they? And what do they have in common with every other artist we've played? They all did something at least once in their life, the same something. What is it? 888-876-5593. What a wonderful song that was, too. All right, so now we're going to do literature. And Alex is in Round Lake. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right, I picked a question I could actually answer. It's hard to believe. So are you
okay.
Ready? Yeah, I looked
yeah.
Hard for this, actually. Okay. In which 1943 novel do we meet the conceited architect believed to be modeled after Frank Lloyd Wright?
That'd be Ayn Rand.
Yes, you're right.
It's Ayn Rand.
And the architect was Howard Rourke, but what was the name of the book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I remember reading this thing in junior high and thinking it was
Atlas Shrugged.
No, what was before it? Come on, you can do this. Atlas Shrugged was wonderful.
Before that?
Yeah, I loved this book. Like I say, junior high, I read it. I remember lying on the couch reading it.
Oh, God. My son loved it, too, and
yeah.
I did not.
You'd really, yeah. I read this before Atlas Shrugged. Came out before Atlas Shrugged, too, but okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, 1943. Yeah.
God, I'm drawing a blank.
Fountainhead.
Fountainhead?
Fountainhead. Yes, the Fountainhead. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You'll have to go back and read it again. I can't believe you didn't know this. I know something you don't. This must be wrong. The world will stop turning.
I can't either. I just kind of drew a blank.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Yeah. I think that was her first big book, The Fountainhead. But yeah, I remember.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And and you know, later there were articles that said, you know, that he made architects all over the world look bad. And I thought, I don't know. I thought he made them look pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like her philosophy, but good novelist.
Yeah, you know, I didn't mind her philosophy, but boy, when you hear all the articles about her as a person, and when you see some of her appearances, you say to yourself, "Oh my dear God!" So, yeah, I don't know. Didn't seem like a very happy person. Let's say that.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Now, Bruce is a first-time caller. Bruce in Elmhurst. Don't go away, Bruce. Normally, I'd say we're taking you right this minute, but I got to take the news right this minute. So this is going to be about 6 minutes. Bruce, hang in there. You can do it on WGN Radio.
Mama, don't let your cowboys grow up to be babies. Teach them to hold their liquor while they're young. Raise them on chicken fried steaks and milk gravy. He's gonna make you proud that he's your son. Tell him ain't nothing wrong with a little old wild streak. And it's all right to go howling. Everybody knows that you cuss the band when they quit too soon. I said, Mama, don't let your cowboys grow up to be babies. No. Let him have those good times before he's old. If he wants to chase those wild, wild ladies, well, you can't have no roots till you sow your oats.
Alrighty then, WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Not exactly what Ed Bruce had in mind, but there you have it. Who is that? And yes, he wrote his own version of that, clearly. 1980 on Casablanca, as far as that goes. And what does he have in common with everybody else? They've all done something. All right, did he wait? We're about to find out. Bruce is a first-time caller in Elmhurst. Bruce, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you.
Glad you called. Thank you.
My first guess on the 14% is don't get married again.
Nope.
Don't get divorced again.
Nope.
All right.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Appreciate it. And thanks for waiting. All right. So good to meet Bruce. So 888-876-5593. Now there's a line available for you. Okay. So, Gary and Austin know some bumpers. All right, Gary, how are you?
Well, Raleigh, I think I heard not too long ago by the Unique.
Yes, what a wonderful record that is.
A great record.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Me too. Me too.
And I think I might have just heard Tony Joe White.
You did.
I may be wrong on that.
You absolutely did.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. 1980. Yeah. Yes, he wrote it. And you betcha. All right.
Yeah, all right.
Excellent.
Well,
so what do they all have in common?
They're all from the South, I guess.
Well, actually, I'm looking at this saying no. Most seem to be, but that had nothing to do with it.
That was just first thought.
That's interesting. Now, I got to look up a couple more of them to find out. Maybe they all are, but there's one I'm pretty sure is not. So we'll have to find out.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, good deal. Thanks.
Cool. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, hang on. We'll confirm that address. How's Fran doing?
She's fine.
All right, excellent. Good to hear it. All right.
She's napping right now, I think. So.
Oh, man. Well, sleep is sacred. Don't wake her. All right, hang on.
I won't.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, so good deal for Gary. Yeah, get as much sleep as you can. And I don't know, last night I went to sleep at a reasonable hour, like about 4:30. Okay, for me that's a reasonable hour. But for some reason, man, I was up for like three. I slept for about a half hour. Then I was up for 3.5 hours. And, you know, thinking about absolutely nothing, nothing that mattered anyway, and just not going back to sleep. Well, tonight will be different. No, actually, it probably won't. Mark is in Aurora. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Mark. Yeah, my line keeps going. Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
My line keeps going in and out. So if I ask you to repeat a title, that's why.
All right, so I take it all you have
this week, 1971.
All right, all you have at your disposal is a cell phone. Is that the deal?
Yeah. Right. Oh, definitely.
Oh, sorry to hear it.
I gave up landline years ago.
Oh, yeah, but there's always VoIP. But, okay, so let's see. This week in 1971. All right, here we are. I've got it in front of me. Here we are as we speak. Number one. You ready?
Yep.
Joy to the World.
Three Dog Nights.
Number two, Never Can Say Goodbye.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Jackson 5.
Number three, Put Your Hand in the Hand.
Oh, that got commended by both Billy Graham and the Pope at the time. That was Ocean.
Yes, it was. Number four, If.
Bread.
Yep. Number five, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. It's getting worse.
Oh, Lobo.
Yes, absolutely. Another Phil Gernhardt production. And number six, Brown Sugar.
Rolling Stones, about a black burlesque lady.
Number seven, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Simon and Garfunkel.
No, we're 1971.
Oh, Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Number eight, Stay a While.
Ah, the Bill.
Yep. Number nine, I Said.
Neil Diamond.
And number 10, Chick-a-Boom.
Daddy New Drop.
Yes, absolutely right. Don't you just love it? We'll see how far you go. Number 11, Lover Madly.
Doors.
12, Want Ads, Young and Single and Free.
Honeycomb.
Yes. Number 13, It Don't Come Easy.
Ringo.
Number 14, Sweet and Innocent.
Donny Osmond.
Yeah. Number 15, Power to the People.
John Lennon.
Number 16, What's Going On?
Marvin Gaye.
17, Here Comes the Sun.
Now I know who this guy is.
I know you do.
Why is he slipping my mind? I can hear his voice in my head.
Yeah, probably see him in your mind's eye as well, but you got to come up with a name.
And this time, and at this point, playing it for me probably won't do any good because I'm playing it in my own head right now.
You're right. Exactly. Although I could. But don't feel too bad, because after this, you won't get the next one. So here I am saying, I could be wrong, but just based on your track record. But in any way, here's the guy who you're hearing in your head.
Yeah.
Yes, he does sing.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, right. Yeah, eventually. Come on now, you can do it. Must be the long version.
Yeah.
I think I could get the entire license renewal over that. And a couple EAS tests. And, of course, the weather.
And I know who this is.
Yeah.
It's one of those tip-of-the-tongue things.
Oh, you'll hate yourself. It's Richie Havens.
Yes,
Richie Havens.
And what was the next one that I wasn't going to
okay,
get?
Okay, I'll play it for you. You might get it if I play it. But when I looked at the title, I thought, nah, there's not a chance. I'll give you the title first. Maybe you'll surprise me. I don't blame you at all.
Oh.
I don't blame you at all. Better hear it, huh?
I'm not hearing it.
Yeah, all right, here you are.
I don't blame you at all, 'cause you played it cool.
Oh, Smokey and the Bandit.
Right, exactly, but you had to hear it to get it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just
Smokey
the
Miracles.
Yeah, right, but when I said I don't blame you at all, I said you'll never get it from the title.
No, that's true.
You would have gotten.
But I recognize.
Oh yeah, right. Of course. I knew you would. But from the title, I thought, nah, you'll never get it. You'll definitely get the one after it, though. Timothy.
And what's that?
Timothy.
Yeah, they want to eat me up, the boys.
Yes, that's right. Rupert Holmes wrote it. Yes, indeed. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And he wrote it originally as a joke.
Well, yeah, I know. Isn't that usually the way? And I know. All right. Well, you're a winner as usual. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. Alrighty. Very good. Excellent. 888-876-5593. We put Mark on hold, we hope. All right. I see. Already did. Very good. Well, let's see. Mark in Chesterton, Indiana. All right. Is going to guess on our question, a straggler that goes away. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Never do what? Mark? Are you there, Mark? Mark? Come in, Chesterton. We lost Chesterton. Oh, well. We tried. We absolutely tried. But Mike in Bridgeview is going to take a guess, I do believe. So, all right, Mark, are you back? No. All right, very good. Well, that's going to leave Big Bang Theory and Bill Elliott Theory, and you're going to have both of them. If you want to guess, we have another bumper stumper coming up. A fine song, if I say so myself. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Never do what? All right. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That is a great song. Yes, good enough that it made me forget I was on the radio. All right, so who is it? 1966, 888-876-5593. And what do they have in common with everybody else we played? And all of them did this one thing at some point in their career. What one thing? All right, so that's the commonality. They all did something, and it was the same something. What is it? At least once. In some cases, maybe a lot more than once. So 888-876-5593. We have a straggler. It'll be revealed at the end of next hour if you don't get it. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? And Beth is a first-time caller in the Northwoods. Welcome to WGN Radio, Beth.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I love your show.
Great to have you. So what do you think?
I think they don't get married.
I like that. It's not right, but that's a nice answer.
How about have kids?
Nope. What else?
Okay, I'll keep listening, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks.
I love you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. All right, good to meet Beth, and hopefully she'll call again. So let's see what we do here with David in Winthrop Harbor. Well, it's Bill Elliott, of course. Hello, David. How are you? David in Winthrop Harbor. Come on, you want a Bill Elliott question, and I've got one. All right, well, just be that way. Yeah, just be that way. All right, so I don't know how, maybe he was waiting a long time, I don't know, but we'll say goodbye to David and Winthrop Harbor. And let's see, Mark in Chesterton's going to take his back. He's going to take some trivia guesses. All right, Mark, so what do you think?
I lost you for a second there.
Yeah.
I was writing a bunch of stuff down trying to come up with something, and I think 14% of men who make over $100,000 never donate to charity.
That's such a good answer. It's not right, but it probably is right. It's not the answer I'm looking for, though.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks. Call me again. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So good deal. Yeah, it probably is truer than we know, but it's just not right. All right. So what else are we going to do? I believe Bruce in Elmhurst wants more guesses on this question. Oh, good. I default to that right now. So, all right, Bruce, what do you think?
I have four. Buy life insurance?
Nope.
Go to the doctor?
Nope.
Go to the dentist?
Nope.
Go on a diet?
Nope. Maybe they should, but nope.
Right. Well, just keep thinking.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. I believe that we have the lovely and talented Dave from the North Side wanting his Flintstones. All right, Dave, how are you?
I'm okay.
All right, so in the episode Bowling Ballet, Fred joins the Bedrock Dance Studio so he can regain his lost time in a big bowling match. What's the name of the rival team? By the way, I'm searching to see if I can give you choices. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
The Bedrock Boulders. The Shooting Shalestones. The Quick Quartz Zones. The Rockland Rockets.
Let's see. What was A?
Okay, so it's the episode is Bowling Ballet, and Fred is doing the Bedrock Dance Studio, so he can read the A is Bedrock Boulders.
And what was D?
D was Rockland Rockets.
You broke up on me. What was that?
Rockland Rockets was D. And B was Shooting Shale Stones, and C was Quick Quartz Stones.
I want to say A.
The Bedrock Boulders. That's nice. It's the Rockland Rockets. I know you were debating between those two.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. You're breaking up on me a lot.
Yeah.
And on the radio, you're chopping up on
well,
on the radio, too.
Right, and we don't know why. We just know it is happening. I have rebooted everything possible, so I'll just consider it the gods of the Internet are not smiling friendly on me today.
Okay, that's what you're talking about. Can I request some songs?
Sure. What you got? What you got?
You gonna write neatly enough so you can read it?
I don't know. One of them I couldn't read. You're right. And I have that somewhere, that piece of paper, if I can find it. Yeah, good luck to me. But I did have that somewhere because I saved it. But, oh, yeah, here it is. All right. This thing that I cannot read. And let's find it here. And we played the Andrews Sisters, Little Red Wagon, and we played an Ike Turner for you. And then yeah, number three was I. I know it starts with I. I think See Me might be in there.
That is, I'm beginning to see the light.
I'm beginning to see the light. Oh, I never would have gotten that. All right. I'll try to write it better.
Can I hear, like, from Ella Fitzgerald do it?
Okay. All right.
I liked her version of it.
All right. What else?
And then for my girlfriend, Betty, she likes Dean Martin, so I don't know the names, but something good by Dean for her.
Okay, we'll play some Dean Martin.
Yeah. All right. There's one other I can't think of. Oh, I heard Louis Jordan last weekend, so
yeah.
How about Saturday Night Fish Fry?
Oh, more Louis Jordan, okay.
Saturday Night Fish Fry.
All right, big hit for him, you betcha. All right, you got it.
Okay, the struggle question, is it Own Their Own Country? I mean, Own Their Own Company?
No, but thanks for trying.
All right,
so on that note, we will pick it up right after the news and your calls right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. If you're thinking, well, that guy covered Etta James. No, it's the other way around. The Etta James was the cover. This is the original. Who is he? All right. And what does he have in common with every artist we've played tonight? All of them at one time in their career or another did the exact same thing. What was it? All right. Now, we have a straggler, which will be revealed at the end of this hour, if you don't get it. I know. Thank God you don't know where I live. You'd come and hit me. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? And of course, it's a self-reported survey, but a big one, actually. All right, so let's see. Shane is a first-time caller, and he is driving on I-90. All right, Shane, thanks for taking me along for the ride.
How are you, Raleigh?
All right, I love to ride. Where are we going?
I'm on my way out to LaPorte, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So my answer for the straggler, I think it's they never move out of their parents' home.
No, I love that. That's probably true, but no, that's not it.
Okay.
But if you think of anything else, you call me back.
Sounds good, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so yes, 888-876. And again, this obviously, the survey was a little bit of time ago. I mean, it's this century, obviously. It's not like, you know, 1950 or anything like that. But again, when we say $100,000 a day with all that's happened with inflation, doesn't really seem like a lot of money. Well, when they did the survey, it was. All right, so let's see what we have here. Linda in Richland Park's going to take a guess. So hello, Linda. Welcome back to WGN.
Hello, how are you? I've been thinking. I say what a lot of men, they don't like to clean up behind themselves once they cook a meal or whatever.
Oh, so no dishes, nothing like that. That's not it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, the other one is they don't like to be told or be bossed by someone on their job that's a female.
Ah, I like that, but that's not it either.
Well, I'm going to just go crazy with it. They don't like to go fishing. They don't like to go hunting. They don't like to go skiing. And they don't like to play golf.
and none of the above, but they're all good answers.
Well, I have two songs I'd like for you to play for me. Well, since yesterday was Mother's Day, yes. Let's give a shout-out to all the ladies and play this song I love by Boyz II Men's Mama. I love that song.
Okay.
And then you played one tonight I hadn't heard in so long. It sounds so beautiful. It was by the song you played. It was by The Toys.
Oh, yes, right. Lover's Concerto.
That was beautiful.
Okay.
So that was the two things. I'm going to hang up and let somebody else get in and try to look at it.
All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Thank you for taking my call.
Glad
Bye-bye.
You did. All right. So, yes, wrote it down and actually can read my handwriting on that. Well, we'll see how long that lasts. All right. So, 888-876-5593. David in Muskegon, welcome back to WGN Radio. What'd you hear?
Yeah, Raleigh James. I think I got the answer to that question. That's Clarence Carter's is the one that did that song. It's called Tell Daddy.
Yes, that's absolutely true. 1966. You are a winner. Hang on. We'll add to your stash. Real good. All right. So very good on David. Now put him on hold. And we're going to do Big Bang trivia with Jim in Richmond. And Planes, the plane, yeah, from Don and Beloit, World War II. James on the South Side, some World War II. But I believe that Mike in Bridgeview has been hanging on, wants to guess on our trivia question, which will be revealed at the end of this hour if you don't get it. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Do what? All right, Mike. What do you think?
Okay, I was like, I had like answers and everything. It all of a sudden hit me. I thought, I'm going to say, didn't want to make any more than $100,000.
Oh, that's fascinating. No, I don't know anybody like that.
I thought for taxes or something, something like that. But
yeah.
All right, I give up. I'll wait for you to give the answer.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Big Bang and World War II, well, they seem like they have something in common. All coming up next on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and what do they have in common with everybody else who played tonight? All of these artists did one thing in their career, the same thing in their career. What is it? All right. Some did it more than once. Some of the records pertain to it. Some of them don't in terms of what we play tonight. So what is it? All right. Now, Don is in Beloit. How's it going tonight, Don?
Hey, a lot of hockey, and I just got back from a Rhode Island trip. It was really fun.
Ah.
For work.
Okay.
Is this related to cars in any way? These rich guys, these guys that made some good money?
Nope.
Didn't take out mortgages?
Nope.
Didn't use credit cards?
Nope.
Okay. Could you play an Eddie Cochran, whatever Eddie Cochran song you could do this week?
Okay, let me write it down. And let me write your name down first so I'll know who I'm doing this for. All right, John and Beloit. All right. Very good. I can do that. All right, now.
All right, thanks.
What was the heaviest U.S. bomber to fly in the European theater?
Well, the B-29 was there for show. Like, they showed a couple of them, you know, so I wouldn't really count the B-29 because they only showed, like, two or three of them to, like, fake out the Germans.
Okay.
But they did, like, a quick tour of that, so I wouldn't really count. But the B-24, the Liberator, it was definitely the Liberator.
Yep, it was. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
very good.
That was good.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, yes, B-17, best known for its daylight raids over Germany, but the B-24 was heavier, and it could carry a slightly heavier bomb load, and it had a slightly greater range. So that's absolutely right, the B-24 Liberator. All right, so we put that on hold, and we go to James on the south side who wants some World War II action. All right, so James, how's it going?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call. How are you? I'd like to take some shots at the Straggler, but first at the artists that you played have in common.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say they were backup singers, backups or
nope.
backing
nope.
singers.
Nope.
Okay. They began their careers in something other than music.
Nope.
Okay, they played on this on maybe the same label at one time or another.
Nope.
Okay, that's all I got on that.
All right, so we have.
I'll try about the Straggler a little bit.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say they spent all their earnings in the year.
Nope.
They didn't spend any money in the year.
Nope.
Okay, they bequeathed certain earnings to certain charities.
Nope.
Okay. I have a feeling I am cold as ice on this.
That's true.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to say, for 14%, what would they, that would be absolutely insane. I'm going to say, they invested in a drug cartel?
No. God, 14%?
Well, I said I was going to go for the figure. I might as well
They'd
go for
be
it.
In jail. No.
Okay. We'll come back to that maybe. Okay, let's go to the World War II.
All right. Let's go to World War II. Now, as you know, in World War II, the United States didn't want any German-sounding food on the menu, so they started calling Frankfurters hot dogs, and that caught on. But they started calling hamburgers this, and it didn't. What were they calling hamburgers?
They tried to call it, I'm going to say either beef patties or
That's not right, by the way. I can tell you. It's not right. That's not right. That's not right.
Okay, or let's see, or maybe cattle sandwiches.
Nope, cattle sandwiches. That's hilarious. No, not cattle sandwiches. Yes, that's right. Believe me, this wasn't much better, but it wasn't cattle sandwiches.
Okay, because I know they called, like for instance, sauerkraut got called Liberty Cabbage.
All right.
And, there were some other really wild ones that
well, that might be closer than you know.
Okay, I'm going to say a Liberty Sandwich?
Nope.
Okay, Yankee Doodle burger?
No.
No, not Yankee Doodle patty?
Nope.
Okay.
You were doing better with Liberty.
Okay, Liberty sandwich, Liberty melt?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of what would be, okay,
you get one more chance, then give up.
Okay. I'm going to say Burger Liberty.
No, no. Remember the word burger they didn't want to use because of hamburger.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Liberty, sandwich Liberty, Liberty steak.
There you go. Liberty steaks. There you go. That's what they called them. It didn't work, but they were called Liberty steaks. Kind of like French fries were freedom fries, but hot dogs caught on, that was for sure. All right, well, we'll give it to you for Liberty Steaks, or certainly get it for try-on. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, and we have Jim in Richmond. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Jim.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I've got a... Things are not going very well here.
How's your sister?
She's in rehab and she is not doing well.
Really?
And then my brother that drives me everywhere, wife collapsed on Mother's Day, and she's in the hospital and she's not doing well.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I'm begging you, can I call tomorrow?
Sure, absolutely.
And explain what's happening.
Sure, absolutely.
And number two, I live 12 miles away from Palmyra, and did you say that woman is undocumented?
Yes.
Why don't they call ICE?
I don't know. I don't know why they're not doing a lot of things. And this is, of course, for people who missed it, this was Sam calling about his granddaughter, Emery, who has been captured by the ex-husband, non-custodial, and is now living with a woman. They have her address. They have her name. They have her immigration status. And no one is going after her.
Right.
But there is a court hearing on Thursday. So we'll know more Thursday afternoon.
I don't like ICE, but this is where they should step in.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Obviously, at this point, all we can do is pray.
Right.
So do that.
And then I told you the story of Big Bang Theory, that it was my mom that taught me about it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you that she also turned me on to the Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
I don't know if you know about that show.
I'm aware of it, sure.
Right. And then as of tonight, the Gilmore Girls is on the Start channel on over-the-air TV.
Okay.
And Bear and I used to watch the show.
Okay.
And when the music would come on, he'd jump on my lap. So we've seen every episode of them at least 10 times.
Well, sure. So next week we'll change to Gilmore Girls trivia.
And, you know what I mean? And
right.
I'm just not happy about what's happening here.
I can tell.
But
we'll talk
I'm
tomorrow night.
I'm holding it in.
And you should, absolutely, and try to think positive thoughts. I know that's hard, but that's about all you got right now. We'll talk more about it tomorrow night. But all right, so right before the news, we'll give you a Big Bang trivia question, which hopefully you can easily answer. You ready?
Yes.
How many episodes were there?
Oh.
I'll tell you, it's over 200.
I just know how many. I thought the other day I knew how many seasons. You know what I mean? When you look at the TV, but I don't know how many episodes.
279, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Will you give me time tomorrow night?
Sure, sure. Just hold it together, though. That's the only thing. You got to be strong, and we'll do it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, so because we can't have you fall apart. All right, so, Sam called back to say, I contacted ICE. I was on hold for 4 hours. We'll hear about that, too, coming up. But Mark is a first-time caller, and Mark's driving. Keep driving, Mark. Please don't hang up. We got the news. That takes about 6 minutes, but you will be first up if you will be willing to wait. And he's going to guess on our straggler, which will be revealed in less than 30 minutes if he doesn't get it. All right, all coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and there it is. If you're saying, oh, somebody redid Junior Walker, no, that's the original. Junior Walker redid this garage band from Greenwood, Mississippi. So who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And they were originally calling themselves the Kingsmen until the Kingsmen from Seattle of Louie Louie fame became popular, and that was pretty much the end of that. And they were an interesting band all the way around, though. And I don't know that any of them are alive anymore. But one of them I know died at home, and I think that was Don Wood. And another one probably did as well, fairly young. But Johnny Sanders had become a doctor, and in fact he founded a clinic, Sanders Clinic in Tupelo. And sadly, he died from Alzheimer's, and that's about 2012. And I think they all were pretty much gone by then. But, 1965, Roadrunner. Not a big hit here. Got to number 46, but obviously did better with Junior Walker. And, of course, they wrote it. So, all right, 888-876-5593. Mark is a first-time caller. He's driving and listening. And, Mark, are you still there?
I'm still here, Raleigh.
All right, where are we going?
We're driving home from a beer league hockey game.
Ah, well, thanks for taking me along for the ride.
Yeah, you bet.
So what do you think?
So I think it's that they didn't go to college.
It is not, but that's a nice guess.
All right.
All right. Thanks for waiting and for trying, and I hope you'll call me again.
Absolutely. All right,
thanks, Ollie. Okay, bye. All right. So, yes, 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Yep, they never do. And it could be present tense, too. It doesn't have to be anything in their past. They just never do it. All right. So now Sam called back. Okay, so you called ICE. You were on hold for 4 hours?
Yeah. Hey, Raleigh, thanks for taking my call again. I want to thank Jim so much. One, for his love for my granddaughter, because I heard it in his voice days ago, for his prayers.
Yeah.
And, yes, I did call ICE, and I was on hold for 4 hours, and every minute or two they'd say, we'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah.
And that never happened. And my battery actually went dead on my phone, so I had to plug it in. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I'll wait 5 more minutes. Which I did. Then I thought, okay, I'll wait 5 more minutes. And I did that 3 more times. So 4 hours and 15 minutes. And I never got, they never took my call. So I definitely tried to call them.
Well, good. I think at this point, it probably would have been an exercise in futility. But my hope is that something will come out of this court case. And I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. So I just want to let you know, I definitely have been diligent to try to do what I can. It's just almost everything is falling off on the edges, and we turn left and right and try to do everything we can right, and it's just not working out. So,
we are
being diligent. So just so Jim knows, we're being diligent. But I want to thank him so much, because I heard his heart a few days ago when he said, you know, please, everybody, pray for Emmy. I know he's got a great heart.
All right. Good deal. We will hear more on Thursday, and we will keep Emery and you in our prayers until then.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling back. Appreciate it. Good deal.
All right.
Bye. And by the way, I said the Gants did the original Roadrunner, and they didn't. I should say, certainly Junior Walker didn't. Junior Walker covered the Gants, but the Gants actually covered Bo Diddley. All right, so wanted to make sure we all had that together now in case somebody's taking class notes or something. I think Bo Diddley recorded it in 59 in the Chess studio. So it was released, too, I think on Checker. But that was the deal on that. But, yeah, the Gants, surprisingly enough. All right, so 888-876-5593. So I expect you're not going to be able to identify them, since I just did. I assume that they named themselves after the shirts, but what do I know? All right, Beth in Northwoods, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi, Beth. What do you think?
I think, they don't drink.
That's good. It's not right, but that's a nice guess.
How about they don't own a car, they lease it?
Nope.
I give up, Raleigh.
All right.
Your show.
Thanks. Appreciate you calling back. All right.
No problem.
So, but remember when I say that they never do this, 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year, it is a present tense question. They never do it. They don't do it now. They didn't do it before. They don't plan to do it in the future. So what would that be? 888-876-5593. And Tubby is in Chicago. So Tubby, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Howdy, Riley. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Out of respect for your show, I got some guesses for you.
Okay.
And I never guess. Okay. I didn't hear anybody say this stuff. Okay, here we go. They never go to the spa.
Nope.
They never use an accountant.
Nope.
For their money.
Nope.
They never hire a maid or housekeeper.
Nope.
They never take a cab.
Nope.
They never travel abroad.
Nope.
They don't fly.
Nope.
They don't vote.
Nope.
And the last one is they don't play golf.
I love it. Nope, not that either. But those are all so wonderful.
I tried.
You sure did.
I did try.
Okay. You did. And I'm so glad. Thank you.
And Junior Walker and All-Stars from Battle Creek, Michigan, my hometown.
Yeah. Right. All right. Battle Creek. Yes. Well, so was Wade Flemons.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Wow.
He could have been Grand Rapids, but I think it was. I got to look that up. It could have been Grand Rapids, but I think it was Wade Fleming's was Battle Creek, and he was one of my faves. Let's see.
I can check him out.
Yeah, I'm going to check this right now to see where it was. Okay. All right. Battle Creek. All right. He grew up in Battle Creek. Went to Battle Creek Central.
Oh, yeah. They have a one high school.
Yep. That's where he went. He was born in 1940, so I would assume that he was in the class of 58.
Right. Yeah. We had four junior highs, and then everybody went to Central High now.
Yep. Usually that's what happens. All right. Good deal. Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, Wade Fleming's son is doing music as well. Used to listen when I was on the air there. But, yeah, of course, most people know Wade Fleming's as founding member of Earth, Wind, and Fire. But before that, in his solo career, man, did he have some good stuff. And I think he was born in Coffeyville, Kansas. But he grew up in Battle Creek and went to high school there. So, yeah, and just such good stuff. Yeah, Here I Stand. Yeah, a classic. And, of course, That Other Place was my fave. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to talk to Naoto. I think he's got some guesses, and then maybe we'll do some Myers-Briggs. And we've got guesses from Karen and guesses from Annette. And if you don't get it here in the next less than 10 minutes, I reveal. So let's review one more time to say that 14% of males who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. So it's current, it's past, it's future. They just don't do it. Don't do what? All right, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
And our cars run hot. We're out cutting the food.
We're tearing the town. Got the top laid down like we're back in school.
I got a white sport coat and a blue suede shoes.
We're gonna find us a Betty and a
Bobby Sue. Well, don't go telling, don't go ratting. Hey, baby, baby, we're out going catting. Jammin' tit for tat. Mama, don't wait up, wait up. We're out going catting. Ooh, yeah. Out going catting.
Oh, yeah.
Out going
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so more recent, yeah, 1986. Who are they? 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So now you've heard 11 of them. If you can identify who they are, great. But otherwise, they all did something, the same something, at some point in their career. All right. What is it that they all have in common? All those artists, same exact thing in their career. Others did too as well. And some of the songs I played would reflect this thing. Others would have nothing to do with it. But what is it that they all had in common? And also, we've only got about 5 minutes maximum, maybe less, for me to reveal the straggler. 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. Never do what? And again, think of it in terms of current or past or future. It's contemporary. It doesn't mean that it's in their past. Karen in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. I'm going to guess they don't go camping.
Nope.
And I mean out in the woods.
I like
and
it. No.
Don't eat fast food.
No? Oh, that's interesting. All right, no.
And I'm thinking that all those people have in common, they've all gone to jail.
No, oh, God, no. They definitely...
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
How many of them?
Well,
thank you.
Not this list, but okay, yes, I understand. All right, no, they did not all go to jail. All right, yeah. Not Joe Stampley, that's for sure. Many others as well. Okay, Annette and Carol Stream, welcome to WGN Radio.
I had about 10 guesses, and gradually people are guessing them all.
Oh, good. So what do you got left?
What I have left, if I can remember, is they never buy into a timeshare property.
That would be smart. I hope that's 100%, but no, that's not it.
A lot of people do.
I know. And they regret it.
Yes. They never take a cross-country trip on a train.
Nope. What else you got?
They never learned how to fly a plane.
Nope.
No. Okay. They never go to Disney World.
No. Smart. That's good. No.
They never go on a cruise.
No. Be smart, too.
And they never go water skiing.
Nope. Those are all lovely. They're just not okay. Right. All right, all right, thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right, yeah. Yeah, just lovely. Just not right. All right, so Naoto in Japan. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm visiting Tokyo right now, and it's been pretty exciting day.
All right.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think buy a lottery ticket?
No.
Oh, I have no other guesses on this.
A lottery ticket. That's good, though. That's a nice guess. All right, so you want Myers-Briggs, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. What is the most complex personality? Intense, complex individuals. It can almost seem paradoxical, which makes them harder to understand and harder to type, but it is by far the Myers-Briggs category that is the most complex.
INFJ?
Yeah, absolutely right. We have a winner. All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, 100% right. INFJ. All right, so Naoto knows his Myers-Briggs. And Brian is in Jefferson City. So, Brian, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right.
Good. I got an answer for your bumper song.
Good, what?
It is Mark Miller of Sawyer Brown and Joe Bonzo of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Well, yeah, it is Sawyer Brown. Absolutely right. So you got that one right. Any idea what the theme is?
Gone Cattin', I think.
No. It has nothing to do with that. But the theme, not the song, not Outgoing Cattin'.
I'm not sure about the theme.
All right. Well, you don't have to. That's all right. You knew it was Sawyer Brown, and that's all that matters. So hang on. Don't go away.
Hey, Brawley.
Yes.
Could we do, if you have it, Gilligan's Island trivia real quick?
We don't have to because you just won, but we'll do it next week. Yeah,
okay,
you won.
Okay, well, right. You're going to put me through to John?
Yes, I am.
Thanks,
hang on.
Charlie.
Don't go away. All right, absolutely right. So he knew his Sarah Brown, which was one of them. So, yeah, you guessed about a third of the records there. All right, so here's what we played. We played the Tams, Disillusioned, which was guessed, 1962 on Arlen. It was Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells doing All or Nothing. It was Tommy Rowe doing Your Love Will See Me Through. What a wonderful song. That Patti LaBelle, by the way, was 1965 Atlantic. Tommy Rowe, Your Love Will See Me Through was 1977 Monument. It was The Uniques not too long ago, 1965 on Paula. James and Bobby Purified It, Help Yourself to All My Love in 1968 on Belle. Tony Joe White did Mamas Don't Let Your Cowboys Grow Up to Be Babies, 1980 on Casablanca. Jimmy Hughes did Neba Neba, 1966 on Fame. Clarence Carter did Tell Daddy, 1966 on Fame. Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces did Try My Love, 1966 on Checker. The Gants did Roadrunner, 1965 on Liberty. And as we just learned, Sawyer Brown did Outgoing Cattin', 1986 on Capitol. What did they all have in common? All of them, at one time or another in their career, recorded at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And, of course, the Muscle Shoals sound, there was a competing studio. Some of the Fame musicians broke off in 1969 and started a Muscle Shoals studio. But, nope, this is the original Fame, which is still there to this day, though Rick Hall and Billy Sherrill are no longer alive. But, nonetheless, all of them recorded at Fame. Now, all of a sudden, every light in the place is lit up, and there's just no time. So, 14% of men who earn over $100,000 a year never do this. They never eat breakfast. Yeah. So I guess Karen was really the closest when she said they never eat fast food. I think she was the only one who chose eating. But they never eat breakfast. So there you go. That's the straggler over. That means next week there is a new question. That also means that ends Monday Night Trivia. So we thank Adam for keeping us on the air. And we thank John for screening your call. But above all, I thank all of you for putting up with me and calling on a somewhat of a technically frenzied night. But you got through and we talked to you and I appreciate it. So until tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.